The Jason Bishop Show starts in 4 minutes from Mark. The Jason Bishop Show starts in 3 minutes, 30 seconds from Mark.
Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we're off. A little bit of a slow start today. A little bit of technical difficulty. This stuff happens, man. Nothing is without flaw. Stuff happens sometimes. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch.
Good morning. How are you today? Speaking of flaw, that sounds like your predictions you make on this show. They're always flawed. So sometimes you have a couple of issues, but, you know, dealing with you every Saturday and you predicting stuff. So well, show's flawed every week.
And that's how we start. On the Jason Fish Show with Kip Ranch, we start with that.
I mean, the truth. Our listeners want to hear the truth.
Well, the truth is that I haven't missed a prediction yet in 2020, and you haven't made one right yet. So, I mean, you get on.
I've only made one Super Bowl. I was correct. You made two predictions for the Super Bowl, and you're going to be correct because you made two predictions.
All I know is I got it right.
Yeah, you got it right. It took you two picks to get it right, and it took me one. That's the
you pick San Francisco.
No, you pick San Francisco. No. I pick the Kansas City Chiefs.
I love how this changes. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy, maybe they got some memory loss medicine up there they could write you a script for. Would love to be your local pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time is under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
We're at that weird point in, and I guess the sports year, where there's not really a lot going on. Daytona 500 this weekend.
Yes, tomorrow.
Daytona 500 this weekend. Pitchers and catchers have reported to spring training. NCAA, NBA All-Star Weekend. The XFL had a successful first weekend.
I watched some of that last week. It wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. Me and my wife watched on the couch. You know, I saw Aaron Murray. He didn't look like he looked at Georgia. He was a little rusty last week. I guess that's an understatement.
Yeah, that is an understatement. Yeah. So, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day to you as well. That was yesterday.
Right. Well, so for some of us, it was today because we slept on the couch yesterday.
Yep, so baseball. Pitchers and catchers report. Cole Hamels, big offseason signing, Jason, and he's immediately on the injured list.
He's going to miss probably the first month of the season. They have basically, the very first day he reported, I guess they did some type of drills, he reported some shoulder soreness. So they're going to hold him out for the first 3 weeks of spring training, which means that when spring training ends, he will not break camp with the team. He will instead head to extended spring training, which will in turn put him on the 15-day injured list to start the season.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. It will be late April before we see Mr. Hamels.
$18 million, by the way,
yeah,
to start the first month of the year on the IL.
I'm sure that's not going to be prorated, is it?
No. And the and again, we're going back to the 15-day, what formerly was the DL, is now the IL. Last year we had the 10-day IL. They've made some rule changes. We'll talk about that. Well, we'll probably just get right into them. Made some rule changes. And so we're going from the 10-day IL back to the 15-day IL. So Cole Hamels will find himself starting the year on the 15-day IL.
That's unfortunate.
Some other rule changes. Rosters expand from 25 players to 26 players. You will have, last year you had 30 seconds to decide or not whether you're going to challenge. This year you'll have 20 seconds to decide if you're going to challenge. And I guess the biggest rule change, well, I'll give that a second. September call-ups. You can only make two call-ups come September, and you must make those call-ups. You can expand your roster from 26 to 28, and you can go no higher than 28, where in the past you could call up as many players as you wanted. That ends. You can only call up two, and you must call up two. And the biggest rule change comes in the bullpen, and it's going to change the way the game is played.
I don't like this rule.
If you're a pitcher and you're brought into the game, you must face a minimum of three batters before you can exit the game.
That's ridiculous.
You must face three batters regardless of the outcome unless the inning ends. Now, if there are two outs and a pitcher's brought in and he gets the third out and closes the inning, he doesn't have to come back in for another two batters. Inning's over and the board is clear. However, you bring a guy in with one out, he's going to have to pitch to three batters.
So basically your starters are going to have to get out of more jams this year. Is that
I mean, sure, I guess. Yeah. And the other thing too, to think about this in the big picture of Major League Baseball, what this means is that this is the end of the left-handed specialist.
Yes. I mean, that is what it's looking like, and I don't like it.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Seagirl has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagirl.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
You and your wife danced this song last night.
Wasn't playing at the place I went to. That wasn't on the playlist.
Okay.
Listeners, before we go to this week in review, when we come back from the week in review, Jason Bishop is going to try to convince you that Top Gun Maverick's not going to be a box office big hit, bonanza as I call it. Don't fall for it. Now we go to the week in review.
And here we go. The best team in the country isn't Duke, isn't North Carolina, isn't Kentucky, but instead, Baylor. More teams in the baseball playoffs, I'm all in. The more buzzers, the better. You know you aren't going to coach in the NFL when you get fired after the first game from the XFL. Mel Tucker, the next Willie Taggart. I would like to apologize for being a Houston Astro and wanting to win. With the number one pick in the XFL draft, the Tampa Bay Vipers select Joe Burrow. Write this down. Tiger will win the Players' Championship. Boys, start your engines. It's Daytona. Josh Norman, contract negotiations with the DC Defenders are going well. I am picking Rory to win the Players' Championship. Baseball playoff expansion. Yes, yes, yes. I am going on record and stating that no one can beat Brooks at the Players. Great news, Netflix has announced a season 2 coming for the Umbrella Academy. Awesome. And these are my thoughts.
We just had, this is a first. We usually, in the week in review, Jason Bishop, usually big events coming up, he usually picks two winners. Then claims he's right. This time for the Players' Championship, he picks three winners in a one-minute segment. And, you know, he's got a 33% chance of being right, I guess. But that's what we do on this show. We pick three winners. If one of them comes through, then we claim we predicted the event correctly.
What, do you want me to take the field?
Three winners. Pick Tiger. Pick Brooks Koepka. Pick Roy McIlroy.
You want me to take the field?
You picked all three of them to win the Players' Championship.
I didn't pick Spieth.
Are they going to split the trophy up three ways? Can you do that?
I mean, yeah.
This guy just picked three winners at a Players' Championship in a one-minute segment on this show. And he'll come back 6 weeks from now when people have forgotten, and he'll say, oh, yeah, I picked that right. That's what he does. This is what I deal with every Saturday on this show. Two Super Bowl winners, three Players' Championship winners. I guess you'll pick 10 cars tomorrow for the Daytona.
Don't forget what I did in the National Championship game. That was golden.
Yes, you picked two winners in the National Championship game.
No. I didn't know. I picked LSU to win, but I was backing Clemson.
Yes. Yeah.
That was gold.
Play on words. Let's see. Well, who's going to win the World Series this year?
Well, the playoff format's going to be different.
Yes.
In 2022, they're proposing that the Major League Baseball playoffs go from 10 teams to 14 teams, and they're going to add an extra round. So here's how this thing's going to work. I cannot be more excited for this.
Your daddy's going to disown you when you just throw it out.
I'm over the moon about this. So we're still going to have the one-game play-in, just like we do now. And so you're going to have seven teams from each league get in. Two of those teams are going to play in the one-game play-in, the bottom two teams, okay? The winner of that game, now granted, keep in mind that whoever has the better record in the wild card game, they get a home game. The wild card.
The play-in game.
They'll have the game at home.
Okay.
Okay. Whoever wins that game then goes into the next playoff format, which is the best 2 of 3, in which the division winner that's playing in the second round will get the winner of the wild card. And then you'll have another game that's just 2 wild card teams that were just that just made it but weren't on the bottom end. Then the first 2 teams, the teams with the 2 best records, they get a bye that round. They don't play at all. They're sitting at the house. So then the next round, whoever is left standing from the wild card play-in game and then the round of 2 of 3, the number one team, the team with the best record, then gets to choose who they want to play, records aside, seedings aside. The number one team says, ah, you know what? We'll play you because we think you suck.
Wow. Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Lou Gehrig. They're rolling in, they're rolling over in their graves.
They shouldn't be. They should be ecstatic. This is what baseball needs. This is, look, this is a great thing. This is. I mean, you're talking about the play-in game. Then you're talking about 2 of 3 where the, and that's the other thing is if you're in the bottom wild card team and you get in and you're playing the division winner, you don't get a home game. You have to win every game on the road to get to the next round. This is, I mean, I can't tell you how excited I get when I start thinking about this.
So a 70, let's say, you got the Florida Marlins that goes 75.
Miami Marlins. It's not 1995.
The Miami Marlins that goes 75 and 87, they somehow get into a play-in game. 12 games under 500, they get into a play-in game to be a wild card team. Is that what you're telling me?
If that's the way it falls. Now, jeez, this past season, every team that would have gotten in would have had a winning record. Every team that would have gotten in would have had a winning record. But, I mean, the NBA does this crap. The NHL does this crap all the time where they've got half their league getting in, and then you've got the 6, 7, and 8 seeds that are getting in from each conference that are below 500.
You know how baseball can fix their image?
With what they're doing?
No, they could market their superstars.
Well, that will help too.
They could quit being arbitrary with selection processes on how to get into the Hall of Fame. And they can fix a lot of things without having to come up with some ridiculous playoff format to expand.
This isn't ridiculous.
So to expand so just subpar teams can say, oh, we made the playoffs. We're not a 500 baseball team, but we're going to get in the playoffs. And, you know, yeah.
Man, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill.
You just got written out of your daddy's will. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village, wine and piano bars nightly. First call 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill. Yesterday, I took my wife to the Georgia Sea Grill for Valentine's Day. Sent an email on their online reservation service. They responded within 5 minutes. Good place.
Good place. Good food.
Good service. Georgia Sea Grill.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. The Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, give them a call. 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies.
From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Kip wants everything to be as boring as possible in Major League Baseball.
I want people to earn it.
That's what happens. That's what's going to happen in this new format.
You're sitting here trying to project that Major League Baseball wants to make it harder for a wild card team to win the World Series. Okay, I have a solution for that. Don't have wild card teams in the playoffs.
You want to go back to where the two division winners play each other, and then the winner of that goes to the World Series, and everybody sleeps on that, and that's perfect nap time. Boring.
I mean, 2 7-game series, boom, boom, go to the World Series and earn it. That's why division play is important.
And you get no advantage for having a better record. No advantage.
Yeah, you do. If you had a better record,
one extra game at home is what you get. You get one extra game at home for having a better record than the team that you're playing. One extra game.
Let's just give everybody a trophy and give everybody a World Series ring, because Jason Bishop wants everybody to be happy.
No, I like this format. I think this is interesting playoff baseball, more so than what we have.
It's going to be like,
by the
NBA.
Way, will Top Gun, the sequel to Top Gun, be a box office bonanza? 78% of our listening audience says no.
So how many votes?
Close to 50.
Okay.
Why does that matter?
Well, it matters because
Which fans are worse, Florida Gator fans or Tennessee Volunteer fans? And 66% of our audience says Florida fans.
That's about what I would expect. Top Gun Maverick is going to be a big success.
And this is the
segment. And I can't wait to rub that in your face.
And this is the segment where we do our butt hurt segment with Kip Branch, who takes hostage. But before we do that, let's get our sponsor, Belinda Thomas Realty. This segment is brought to you by Belinda Thomas Realty and by Catch 228.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give them a call at 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Real Estate with a personal touch. Butt hurt list this week, Jason. They've been on this number 5 on the butt hurt list. Last place in the ACC, North Carolina basketball, with a 10-14 overall record, 3-10 record in the conference. Need I say any more?
They're bad.
They are bad. I just don't get it. How a blue blood like that can be so bad. I don't get it. Come on, Roy, you got to do better than this. Number four on the butt hurt list. And here, Jason, you hear this?
Mm-hmm. Who's there?
That's the NCAA knocking in Columbia, South Carolina. They are there. They have bought office space, and they are investigating the North South Carolina, University of South Carolina basketball program.
For what?
Assistant coach has been accused, a former assistant coach, taking bribes from an agent and a runner to steer players to the university. That is a level one major infraction. So the NCAA, University of South Carolina Athletic Department, you're going to be hearing this very soon. NCAA's knocking. Number three on the butt hurt list, NASCAR Daytona 500 tomorrow. Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, their teammates, Team Penske, they're kind of butting heads a little bit this week. Logano piled up the whole field last week in the Busch in the clash and tore up a lot of brand new race cars, and so they're butting heads a little bit over that. So those two, you know the old saying about having too many roosters in the hen house? You get that a lot of time when you have these 3, 4, 5 team NASCAR operations. Somebody's got to be the king, and nobody likes to be second best or take a back seat. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Golden State Warriors. They're 12-43. Worst record in basketball by far. They're even worse than the Hawks. They're worse than the Knicks. Golden State, everybody's hurt. I guess that's the excuse. But where are all these social media Golden State fans now?
It's funny, they have disappeared, haven't they?
Where are they?
Huh, good point.
I mean, you couldn't go on social media, even in our part of the world, and see every day you see something about Golden State. But I can't find a Golden State fan anywhere right now.
It's odd.
Is it? It is odd, isn't it?
Very.
And number one on the butt hurt list this week, and this is, you know, I know we like to make fun and have fun with this segment, but this is no joke. Valdosta, Georgia. What have you done? What is going on in that community over there? I'm not getting political. You don't retain a football coach, a high school football coach that has a state championship and two deep playoff runs in the last 4 years, and you decide that he's not good enough to coach your program anymore. What's going on in this world? There's no explanation on why this has happened. They've had two votes by the school board over there, 2-5-4 votes that have gone along racial lines. Let's just be honest.
That's what you did.
And that's what's going on in Valdosta. Valdosta is a community that's divided right now, and it's sad. I went to college over there, loved my time at Valdosta State College. It's a university now, but great town, great people. That town has to get on the same page. And then in the process, a great high school football program, Valdosta High, the winningest high school football in the United States of America all time. This is what you got. It's reduced to rubble right now. And somebody's got to step up to the plate over there and bring that community back together. It's sad. You can do better than this, Valdosta.
Maybe the lounge coach will do it.
Who knows, but it's sad what's going on over there right now.
New Twitter question. Do you like the new Major League Baseball format? Playoff format?
I don't, but you actually love it. Yeah.
It is going to be fantastical.
That's what you say. When a team, let's say, like the Milwaukee Brewers win a World Series with less than 500 record, and then that gets hot at the right time, then, you know, the purists will be on your case, like your dad.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia City Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
You and I think alike, Bill.
You and I think alike?
I'm talking to my Facebook Live audience. Obviously, we've come to the conclusion that you're one of these people that everybody gets a trophy if you're on the team.
And this simply becomes because I like the new baseball playoff format. I think it's going to be entertaining playoff television more so than what we have now.
You just have the everybody gets a trophy
mentality. I don't believe everybody gets a trophy.
I mean, if you can't throw the ball from the outfield grass to home plate, you get a trophy. I mean,
technically you do if you're in Little League and you can't. I mean, obviously, if you can't throw the ball from the grass to the plate, you're in Little League. You're going to get a trophy.
Everybody gets a trophy. That's you, man.
This is the stuff I deal with. I'm all excited about baseball playoffs and putting, you know, the thing is you want to sit here and knock the wild card teams and talk about, oh, let's go back to the division winners play each other like it's 1984 again. But the team that won the World Series this past year,
they
were in the play-in game.
Yeah, they got in.
Okay. And I rest my case.
But if you expand that.
I rest my case.
You expand it
I just rested my case.
Then you get
case is rested. Resting the case.
A team less than 500 make win this thing one day. And, you know, we reward mediocrity.
Of the Jason Bishop, speaking of mediocrity, this show, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere where everybody doesn't get a trophy you've been looking for, with a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads. You are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. Always free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon. And we don't have trophies.
In the XFL, week two of the XFL starts this week. We'll see if it was as successful as the first week. So we're going to throw out the standings for you right now. The New York Guardians, St. Louis Battlehawks, and D.C. Defenders are all tied atop the XFL East at 1-0. Tampa Bay Vipers, who have Aaron Murray or had Aaron Murray as their quarterback, did not look very good. They lost. They're the only team in the Eastern Division that lost last week. In the XFL West, the only team to win was the Houston Roughnecks, Seattle Dragons, Dallas Renegades, and L.A. Wildcats, all at 0-1. On the season.
I like that name, Battlehawks, don't you? That's pretty cool.
Sure. So here's the playoff format for the XFL. You're going to take the number one team in the XFL East will play the number two team in the XFL East, and the winner of that will go to their championship game, the XFL Super Bowl, I'll call it.
Okay.
And the Houston, well, I say Houston Roughnecks because they're in first place, but the number one seed in the West will play the number two seed in the West. And then the winners of that game will also play the winner of the East in the XFL Super Bowl.
So you don't have a long, drawn-out, watered-down, get a trophy.
There's only eight teams in the league. There are only eight teams.
I like that. Top two teams play to go play for the championship in each conference. Hey, I like that. Well, you can send what? You can have an expanded playoff in the XFL, and you can bring in the fifth-place team to play a play-in game with the fourth-place team. And then you can have playoff. This is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. It's ridiculous to you who has no vision.
Oh, I have vision. I have vision of being a successful league and not having elite titles that mean something watered down.
The team that won the World Series last year played in the wild card game.
Played
in the play-in game before the wild card game.
They had a playoff. They had to have a playoff because they were tied.
That's correct.
Yeah.
They didn't win the division.
No, they lost the division to the Braves.
That's correct.
Yeah.
They went through the number one team in the National League.
Right.
Beat them. And then in the World Series, they beat a team that they were not even close to being favored to beat.
Okay.
And beat them too.
A team that's cheating.
Well, maybe.
We know they were cheating because they've been tried and convicted in the court of public opinion, and there's evidence out there that supports that. So, the Nats get in, they get hot, and they win the World Series.
It's more revenue, more TV ratings, more teams get in, more fans. That's the other thing that we're not even talking about. For you, the fan. How much more awesome is this? Because now there are teams whose season would have been over in September that they're not playing for anything, and now they are. They're still in the mix.
I'm a Braves fan, and the Braves worked their tail off to win that division last year.
And so they would be rewarded for it in this format.
I'm just saying, if we'd have been back under the traditional playoff system last year, the Braves would have played the Dodgers. The Nationals wouldn't even been in the playoffs last year.
That's the second time straight in 2 weeks where you have almost made me cuss on the air.
I mean, if you had this traditional
twice in 2 weeks,
if you had the traditional baseball format, the Nationals wouldn't have been in the playoffs.
That's right. They wouldn't have even been in the playoffs, and they won the World Series, and they beat the team that had the best record in baseball in the World Series.
You make the regular season kind of unimportant. When you start watering all this stuff down, all that matters is...
This format makes the regular season even more important because the top two teams are getting a bye in the second round, and the top teams getting to pick who they want to play.
Baseball wasn't built to have byes. Baseball's, you know, at one time, baseball is the number one sport in this country. And because they got complacent or whatever.
It was a different time, my friend. Things were slower and more simple.
They're having to come up with all this garbage to try to generate viewership.
Garbage. Yeah. This and they're going to do a selection show on top of this.
Oh, yes.
They're going to do a selection show where the team with the number one record, they're going to make a show out of it on who they pick to play.
Yeah. We're going to sit here. We're going to win 100 games this year, and we're going to sit here and act like wimps and try to play the team we want to try to get away from the team we want to avoid. Get out of here. If you want to be the best, you don't care who they put in front of you.
I mean, they probably won't. If you win 100 games, you're probably not going to care who you play. You'll just randomly pick.
Who would you like to play?
But, sometimes when you see a team that's got Strasburg and has Corbin and has Scherzer in their rotation – and you're looking at playing a best 3 of 5 with those three guys at the top of the rotation, would it make sense if you had the option to maybe not play them and let somebody else deal with that?
We're going to give you the option to dodge somebody just because, you know, we don't know if we can beat them or not. Wow. Good deal. We're going to dodge somebody.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
There it is. The Nintendo music to hammer home the point.
October Madness. We have a selection committee. You sit around. You have 4 regions, and you just put teams, base Major League Baseball teams, 4 in each. Play it off. Have a selection.
Boring.
Show. Number one team in the East, the Boring. New York Yankees.
Boring.
Number one team in the South.
Boring.
Boston. Number one team
in the
out
South.
West.
That's that. Are well, you're
probably,
already?
They
you're
probably
already,
had the second best record in the AL East and got sent to the South region. Then you got the Los Angeles Dodgers for viewership.
Kit Branch,
they're the number one
format,
team out west.
Boston's yep. Number one seed in the South.
Southeast region, Boston. Yankees in the East because they won the AL East.
Oh my God.
Midwest, the team with a better record between the Cardinals and the Cubs. I mean. You could do this. You could have an October Madness. I mean, if you want to water it down, just do it in a format that just is fun.
The NBA All-Star Game is this weekend.
Jeez, here we go.
They play the Futures game last night. The world beat USA 121-112. Luka Doncic and Trae Young, the only two All-Stars that participated in that game.
Mm. I missed it.
Did you?
It was Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. You had a date.
Sitting around watching a meaningless All-Star weekend game. Eventually, somebody's going to get hurt in one of these games, a big bona fide superstar, and they're going to seriously probably look at just not having these games anymore.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Pristine Water and by the Strike Zone.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
You like that, the purity of old school baseball with 4 teams making the playoffs of 32.
Nah, I don't really like that. I just wanted to
And that is, and that's typically what happens. On half the stuff he says, he doesn't even mean on this show. He just says it to be the antagonist on this show.
I don't mind the wild card format. I've actually gotten used to it, but I just don't know about adding on to that right now and possibly bringing a mediocre team into the mix.
Well, looking at the teams that would have gotten in from last year, most of them are around 85 wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to continue to evolve. I mean, I made up the joke about October Madness, but, you know, one day it'll probably be that down the road.
You know what I'd like to see?
What's that?
I'd like to see a wild card game consist of this. You have to win the tournament, right?
Right.
You have a tournament of the bottom 15 teams in your league. And whoever wins that tournament then gets to go and play in a play-in game to get into the playoffs.
That's like a rec league stuff. I'm all for that. I'd deal with that. You know, if you're going to reward somebody, then let everybody have the same opportunity.
Your top 15 teams don't play in this tournament. They're already in.
You take the scrubs and let them
battle it out, and one team from there gets in.
Let somebody get hot.
That's your wild card. You'd have 16 teams in.
It's kind of like a tournament format, like an October Madness.
This is why I should run stuff.
Mm. Okay.
Think about how much easier the world would be and how better things would run if Jason Bishop were making the decisions.
March Madness is coming up. Very exciting time.
Baylor is the number one team in the country.
And they're good. Have you watched Baylor play?
Here and there.
I watched them beat up on Kansas a few weeks ago. They're a very good basketball team.
You're still in football mode.
Auburn is tough at home in the SEC. Beat Kentucky, beat LSU recently at home. I don't know how good they're going to be on the road in a crucial game coming up in the SEC, but Kentucky's good. Duke's good. Baylor's good. Kansas is good. There's some good teams out there that's going to have a shot. There's really no clear-cut favorite this year in the NCAA tournament.
Out in the Sun Belt, Georgia State and Georgia Southern, that's the conference they play in. They're both tied at 10-5 in the conference, two games behind Little Rock for the top spot. And unfortunately, the Sun Belt is a conference that's probably only going to get the tournament winner in. So if you're Georgia State or Georgia Southern, you're going to have to make a run in the tournament and find a way to beat Little Rock.
I have to win that conference tournament and get in. That's you know, I love the NCAA basketball tournament format where they have the conference winners automatically get a bid. I like that. I would like to see the Power Five football conferences kind of adopt the same format. I don't like the 14.
Power Five, that should be a Power Six.
Whatever you should do. I mean, I want to see it, you know, football end up being like Division II or things like that, have a 16, 32-team playoff.
That's too many teams.
Well, that's too many teams. For college football. But, yeah, you're sitting here arguing about, oh, let's expand the baseball thing.
Yeah, because baseball is different.
Yeah, yeah.
Baseball is the most random sport as far as who wins games. It's unpredictable. It's the most unpredictable professional sport that there is.
If you've got a good pitcher, if you've got a number one bonafide starter, you can beat anybody on any day.
And if you have two elite starters in your rotation, you can win a World Series, as proven with Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson with the Diamondbacks not so long ago. You get in a short series and you've got two studs like that, and you find a way to implement them across the board and pitch them as much as you can, find ways to get them in the game, you're tough.
Then that's what baseball's got to capture. I don't know how they capture it. There's a lot of ideas out there. But from that individual standpoint, that's what makes baseball stand out from any other sport. And they've lost the grasp of it. They got to get it back.
I want to throw something out there, switching gears with the Astros just a minute, about the cheating stuff and me believing that they should take away the World Series championship. Can you imagine in the steroid era, with as good as Barry Bonds was, if you started, with as good as he was, taking steroids and you started telling him what was coming, can you imagine the numbers he would have put up?
I mean, he's the best baseball player in my lifetime. I mean, it's not even, I think he's a bona fide Hall of Famer. And the fact that he's not in the Hall of Fame yet, just simply because of the kind of player he's won. This guy used to get walked, he'd have over 200 walks a season. And still hit over 300, still hit 40 or 50 home runs and drive in 120 runs. Ridiculous what this guy did.
And all I'm saying is, as good as he was when he was on steroids and he's putting up ridiculous numbers, he didn't know what pitches were coming. If you start telling that guy what the pitcher's throwing,
he might hit 100 home runs this season.
He's going to hit over 500 too.
It's crazy.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
WKBX, Kingsland, St. Mary's, Fernandina Beach. Live, local, country.